Turn with me, please, to the book of Philippians. Book of Philippians, chapter 1, verse 1. Would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Paul and Timothy, bondservants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, with the bishops and deacons, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my chains and in the defense and the confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers with me of grace. For God is my witness how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and the praise of God. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, again we come to you and I pray for your guidance in your word. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear. Speak to us, Lord, that we may learn of you and grow in you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Tonight I want to do things a little bit different, okay? We're going to have an old-fashioned prayer service. I say an old-fashioned prayer service. I don't know if there is such a thing as an old-fashioned prayer service. But tonight we're going to have a prayer service. But it's a little bit different prayer service. Because that's what Paul is doing here. Tonight I want to invite you to pray for your church. And we're going to take sections here. And I'm going to call on different people at different points to pray. But as we examine what Paul was doing and what he was saying to the church at Philippi, he opens with, I'm praying for you. And verse 3, part of his prayer was, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all. For you all with joy. Paul was praising God for that church at Philippi. And you know, as I thought about that, I thought, how often do we forget to appreciate what God has laid before us? Oftentimes I forget to count my blessings until those blessings are gone. Do you do that? And then when I don't have those blessings, I think, wow, man, I had it so good and didn't even realize it. And if you have seen Victory Missionary Baptist Church, if you're part of Victory Missionary Baptist Church, I want to first of all declare that Victory is what she is by the grace and the power of God. You know? Not the preacher, not the deacons, not even the membership. It is the power of God that has brought Victory from the restaurant or that she was once meeting in back years ago to where she is today. And you know, as I look around, I'm reminded, wow, thank you, Lord. I just want to stop and say thank you. Because if you've ever been in a church that it was a continuous fuss, you appreciate when it's not a continuous fuss. Amen? And I think I mentioned last week, or I try to mention with frequency, how much I appreciate the fellowship, the love that exists here. You know you're blessed when you're part of the Victory family simply because the love that is present. If you've been in other churches that were dying, have you ever seen a dying church? We all have. Well, I'll tell you what, it'll make you appreciate where you are at Victory. And because God is adding to the church, He's blessing the church. Have you heard of churches, or have you seen churches today who do not teach the truth? Have you seen churches today who do not teach anything? You come to Victory and you sit under your Bible study teacher a little while and you think, wow, that guy's really good. You know? First thing I'm reminded is I look at Paul's prayer. It causes me to back up and look at Victory in a little different way, or with eyes of thanksgiving. And listen, please understand, I'm not bragging, okay? As I said in the beginning, we are what we are by the grace of God. But I am saying that God has given Victory something very special in the church family that she is. And we should treasure it and be thankful for what God has given. Okay? And so I want to, the first thing tonight, I want to just stop. And I want us to all stand. I never do that. I know. This is different, right? And I want us to consider the Victory family as being a blessing of God, which it is. And I want us to have a thanksgiving prayer. As Paul would pray for the church at Philippi, I want us to pray for this church a prayer of thanksgiving. And I want to ask Brother Lance Fetters, if he would, to lead us in our first prayer of thanksgiving. Amen. You may be seated. Truly, we should be thankful for what God has given the Victory family. Second thing Paul was praying for the church at Philippi, he was praying for their fellowship in the gospel. Look at verse 4 and 5. He said, "Always in every prayer of mine, making request for you all with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now." You know what that word fellowship means? It literally means partnership. Do you realize that's what church is? Is a partnership. It is. And what Paul was praying for this church is that their partnership would grow and grow stronger. And when I say partnership, you understand God owns the church, right? But it is a partnership of God's people who have joined together to carry out God's work upon this earth. I fear that so many people miss the point to what church is about. Church is not a place to go on Sunday. If that's all it is, then you're missing the point. Church is a partnership. As a matter of fact, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, Paul described it as this. He said, "From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, and causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love." As I look out here, I'm, you know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing fine folks, but I'm seeing body parts. I'm seeing people that God has placed here for a very specific reason, because you have talents and abilities that God has uniquely given to you. And what Paul is saying here, he's saying this church at Philippi, I'm praying for the partnership that we have in the kingdom of God. It is my prayer that every member of Victory Missionary Baptist Church contributes to the ministry of this church. Every member. Oh, listen, I know we put great store on our membership role, as any church does. But your membership don't mean a whole lot if you're not putting your abilities into action to support the church that you're a member of. And so as I look at this church tonight, I'm so very thankful of the people who are working. I mean, we're not all teachers, we're not all youth workers, we're not all preachers, but we are all servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the next thing I'm reminded. You know, Victory needs its membership to be involved. Let me just say this, you know, we do the servant survey, and boy, encourage people around you to be involved. You may not, you know, God doesn't call everybody to teach a class, but He calls everybody to get involved. Maybe you can't teach your Sunday school class, but you can check on the people in your Sunday school class. Maybe you don't sing specials, but you can encourage those who do. Maybe you're not one of the deacons, but you can visit those who are in the hospital because you're an encourager. Oh, listen, we need people who are fired up about using their abilities for the glory of God. That's the next prayer. Let's pray that God will put a fire in the hearts of the membership at Victory to get involved. We've got an annual election coming up soon. And you know what? As I said, my goal, my desire is to see every person on the roll active and working in the ministry of Victory Baptist Church. Let's stand. And let's have prayer for the servants that God has placed here and for those He's calling to service. I'm looking for Bryce. There you are, brother. Would you lead us in this prayer?
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for everything that you've done for us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for everybody that's here that's a member of Victory Church, Lord. Thank you so much for each and everybody. Lord, we thank you for everything that you do for us. Lord, we pray that you lay burdens on everybody's hearts, Lord, to be a part of your ministry, Lord. Lord, we pray that
Lord,
you
yes.
convict everybody that needs to be convicted of the ministry, Lord. We pray that you pour out your
Amen. Amen. May we all have a servant's heart. The third thing that we're going to pray about, okay, is we're going to pray about the future. That's what Paul said in verse 6. He said, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Paul's saying, listen, I'm praying for you, or I know that God's going to finish what He started. Isn't that cool? Isn't that good to know that God was not through with the church at Philippi? I want to tell you, God's not through at Victory. Okay? I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, next week, next month, or even next year. But I do know this, God is not through with you. Okay? Because you are still here. And I do know this also, Victory is not at her peak. Okay? So many churches, you know, they talk about, well, boy, I remember when it was, we were having big crowds, and I remember the way it used to be. No, I don't want to remember the way it used to be. I want to look forward to the way it's going to be as victory continues to grow and thrive in the Lord Jesus. And that's what Paul's saying here. He's saying, guys, God's not through. He's just getting started. You know, you understand the work that you're doing at Victory, there is a possibility that it will extend beyond your lifetime. Okay? If Jesus Christ does not come back during your lifetime, what you're doing at Victory will affect people 20, 30, 40, 50 years from now and even longer. You look back. You realize that what we have today started 2,000 years ago with Jesus Himself as He called His disciples. Then His disciples took it and ran. After that, it just grew and grew with many great teachers and evangelists through the years. And it's still, God's kingdom is still growing today. I know we're living in the end days, and I understand times are bad, and sometimes we get stuck on the times are bad, but I tell you, God is still working. He's still saving souls, and He still wants to do great things among His churches. He's not done yet. He's building His church, and I'm so thankful that Victory is a part of His plan. And I want you to understand that Victory has a bright future until that day that the gates of hell will not prevail against this church. You realize Satan's working at Victory. I don't know if you know it, and I don't mean that, you know, pointed at anybody or anything, but you trust me, he's working here. He's been working here for a while. He's trying to stop it. But glory, hallelujah, we have the promise of Jesus Himself that the gates of hell will not prevail against His church. Beloved, may we be faithful, and may we not be so centered on what's happened in the past that we can't see the future, because the future is bright, just as it was for this church at Philippi. We're doing a kingdom work that has eternal consequences. Let us stand and let's pray for the future of our church. Brother Jeremy Hale, would you pray for the future of Victory?
Heavenly Father, Lord God, we come to you once again, Lord, thankful for the opportunity and the privilege we have together, Lord. Lord, I thank you so much for Victory and where she's come this far, Lord, and that she's done so that we can benefit from the very things she's poured out. Lord, I just pray that we'd be quick to fulfill our ministry. We would be a church on fire, willing workers to further your kingdom, Lord.
Yes.
And that future generations will depend on it, Lord. We know in your word, Lord, that it states in there that, Lord God, that the inheritance is the Father. Because, Lord, we don't pass that down from generation to generation.
Yes.
Love poured out. Let's be quick to reach out to others and let them know of your goodness. Lord, I pray for Victory. I pray for her in the future that she grows spiritually speaking and in number, Lord, that we will reach out and that we will prosper.
Lord, yes.
Thank you so much for your
need, your power.
Once again, I thank you for giving us your faith for the cross.
Amen. You may be seated. One more thing. Paul was praying, verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more. But it didn't stop there. Where love may abound more and more. We think love for one another. And yes, we need love for one another. But look what he says. It gets real interesting here. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. What in the world is Paul talking about? That our love may abound. That word bound means to be more than enough. Overflowing type mentality. Paul was praying that their love would be overflowing for knowledge and discernment. He's not talking about love for one another, even though that's important. We covered that this morning, right? He's talking about a love for knowledge and discernment. He's talking about having a passion for spiritual knowledge and spiritual understanding. Did you know that righteousness begins with knowledge? You can't be what you don't know. And the key to that is the Word of God. Okay? The key to that is the Word of God. My prayer for victory for you as individual members is that we will have such a passion, such a love for the Word of God that we cannot get enough. That's why there are such differences in churches today. It's because in many churches the Word has ceased to be the focus. They've lost the emphasis on the Word of God. And the only way we can keep from falling into that trap is if you and I as individuals cultivate a love for Scripture. If I could give any one person in this congregation advice tonight, I would tell you this. Spend time in the Word. Spend more time in the Word. I have to tell myself that. Brother Doug, you're the pastor. I know, I'm the pastor. And I want to spend a lot of time, but I need to spend more time in the Word. Why? Because I can't know God if I don't know God. And this is the only way I'm going to know God. I can't do what God calls me to do if I don't know what He's called me to do. And I'm going to get that out of the Word of God. Oh, listen, we talk about loving the Word, but let me tell you something. If you love the Word, you spend time in it. Spend more time in it. If I could give advice to any preacher, spend more time in the Word. To any member, to any deacon, to any teacher, spend more time in the Word. And what you're going to discover is, the more time you spend, the more time you're going to want to spend. Okay? And it's like I told you before, you know, you have to be careful. You can't approach the Word of God as filling in the blank. I've got to read 5 verses because I've set aside 5 verses a day. And that's my... No. If you're doing that, you're going to miss the blessing. You open the Word of God and you pray, Lord, speak to me. Lord, I want to hear from you. And you know, it will amaze you what God will show you. If you pray that prayer and mean it. If you call up, I can't express to you the number of times, I can't count the number of times that I'm reading the Word of God and get frustrated. Sometimes, even to the point of being angry. That's right. You know, Lord, I don't get this. Why am I not getting this? And I settle down and I say, Lord, I really want to understand. Please show me. And then it's like the light comes on. And I think, wow, Lord, that's what that really means. And guess what? I want more. The more I learn, the more I want. Listen, my desire, my goal, my passion for victory is that we will have a passion for the Word of God. And not just a intellectual knowledge, but a heart knowledge of the Word of God. Because there is a difference. Yeah. The Spirit will open things to us that we never saw before. That we won't settle for anything less than God's best. I often talk to people who are members of different churches, and the big thing today is I like the music. We go there because I like the music. Music's fine. It is. I'm not preaching against the music. Okay, I love music. But listen, you better develop something more than a like for music. You better develop a love for the Lord. And the only way you're going to develop that is developing a love for the Word of God. Let me challenge the membership of Victory. Never settle for less than God's best. Get into the Word. You say, Brother Doug, I already spend time. Good for you. Spend more time. Okay? Make it a priority. Let's stand. And let's pray that God will develop a passion in the membership of Victory. A passionate love for knowledge and discernment from the Word of God. Brother Randy Hale, will you lead us in this prayer for passion for God's Word?
Father in heaven, we come to you this hour. We thank you. Lord, we thank you for who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace, Lord, that you extend to us each and every day. Lord, I just pray this day that as we live our lives here on this earth, Lord, that we would develop that passion to serve you. Lord, the two things in our life.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, as a church, as individuals, Lord, that we would be willing to help one another. Lord, to love each other as you command in your word.
Yes, Lord.
To do things in our life, Lord, that we honor and glorify your name each and every day. Lord, help us. Help us to be strong. Help us to have that wisdom, that knowledge. Lord, help us to understand your will and your way for our lives. I thank you, Lord, for this church.
Yes.
I thank you for the membership. Lord, I thank you for our teachers.
Lord, yes.
I thank you, Lord, for our pastor. And I just pray that you continue to be with us, that we might grow, Lord, and continue to do your will each and every day.
Yes, Lord.
These things I ask in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Remain standing. We're going to have a verse of invitation. And I'm going to ask, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? You know what Victory is all about? Victory is all about the Great Commission. Carrying the gospel to those who do not know Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ gave His life upon the cross of Calvary so that you could have eternal life. Are you saved? Have you made Him the Lord of your life? If not, we're going to have a verse of invitation and we're going to invite you to come. Will you come and receive Jesus Christ, making Him your Lord and making Him your Savior?